All right, let's kick off another deep dive. We're tackling Contenido CMS today.
Okay.
This one's a German open source platform, and it's all about building websites and even more than that.
Right.
Yeah, the stuff you sent over from their website and their GitHub page, it's already got me hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the way they're all about simplicity, but then pack in these powerful features. It's just really intriguing.
I see that.
Before we really get going, though, a shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Mm-hmm.
They're the folks to talk to if you're thinking about something like Contenido, especially when it comes to hosting and making that digital shift.
They know their stuff.
For sure. Check them out at www.safeserver.de. Okay, now back to Contenido. What is this thing, really?
Well, it's free and open source, a content management system that was developed in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Think of it like a toolkit for building websites, but not just websites, portals, too. Even intranets and extranets.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty popular over in the German-speaking countries,
yeah.
You know, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, that whole area.
Right. Makes sense.
But the real kicker is that it's so user-friendly, anyone can pick it up, even if you're a total beginner and don't know any coding.
That's what caught my eye, too. They're all about being user-friendly, but then they throw around terms like content-driven marketing mm-hmm. and seamless integration. What does that even mean, practically speaking?
I can explain that. So let's break down content-driven marketing first.
Okay.
What it boils down to is that Contenido is built to help you tell your story online, you know, engage your audience, build a community around what you're putting out there.
I like that.
They specifically mention blogs, online publications. They even have things like a WCMS, which stands for Web Content Management System.
Okay.
And then there's DAM, which is a digital asset management system. So it's not just about building a static website. It's about creating this whole dynamic online experience that revolves around your content.
So it's about using content to actually build relationships and engage with your audience.
Yeah.
Which is huge in today's world where everyone's overwhelmed with information.
Exactly.
So how does Contenido make that easier for people?
Well, one way is it gives you the tools to handle all that content effectively. You can create, edit, organize, publish all sorts of content within this interface that's supposed to be really easy to use.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. And they also make a big deal about Contenido being adaptable and future-proof. Basically, it can grow with you and integrate with other systems you might already be using.
That's a huge plus because businesses and organizations need something that can keep up with them as they change.
Right.
Now, I saw in the material that Contenido is good for both adaptive and responsive web designs.
Yes.
Can you explain that a bit? Some of us aren't exactly web design gurus.
Of course. Adaptive and responsive design are both ways to make sure your website looks good no matter what device someone's using, whether it's a desktop, tablet, or smartphone.
So it's about making sure your website works everywhere.
Right. Adaptive design means the website adjusts to different screen sizes by using layouts that are already set up. Responsive design means the website's layout just flows and adapts to any screen size.
Ah, I get it.
Contenido supports both, so no matter how people are looking at your content, it's going to be accessible and look good.
So it's covering all its bases there. I'm also seeing this word flexibility pop up a lot in the Contenido stuff.
Yeah.
What are they getting at with that?
Basically, they're saying that Contenido is built on this foundation that allows for a lot of customization and integration.
You can tweak it.
Exactly. You can tailor it to your specific needs, add features, even connect it with other software you're already using. That's where being open source really comes into play.
Right, because it's on GitHub. People can contribute to how it's developed, right?
Absolutely. Having a community of developers constantly working on it, sharing their knowledge, means Contenido is always being updated and improved. It also helps it stay current with the latest web development trends and technologies.
That's fantastic. It really speaks to the community behind this CMS. Speaking of community, they mentioned a bunch of support resources on the website.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about those?
From what I've seen, they have a really solid support system. They offer online documentation, a community forum, FAQs, even API documentation for developers.
They've thought of everything.
It seems like it. They're active on social media, too. It really feels like they're dedicated to helping users get the most out of Contenido, no matter how experienced they are.
That's impressive.
Oh, and they have all these different training options, too, like training for editors and administrators, training for developers, upgrade training, even individual training.
Wow, they really have it all.
It seems that way.
All right, so Contenido sounds amazing so far, but let's get down to the technical stuff.
Yeah.
What do you actually need to run this CMS?
Good point. It's important to know what's going on under the hood. The GitHub page lists the technical requirements, PHP 7.1.0 or higher, MySQL or MariaDB 5.5 or higher, and then a few specific PHP extensions.
Okay.
These are all pretty standard web technologies. So if you've ever used another CMS, you're probably already familiar with them.
So it's built on a pretty standard foundation. Are there any compatibility issues we should know about? I saw on the GitHub page that there might be some problems with certain PHP versions.
You're right. They do mention that some PHP versions might need you to tweak the error reporting settings for Contenido to work properly.
Interesting.
It's always a good idea to double check the compatibility notes before you start installing. It can save you a lot of hassle later on.
Good advice. Speaking of installation, is that pretty straightforward with Contenido?
From what I saw in the documentation, it seems pretty user-friendly. They have step-by-step instructions, even video tutorials. And if you do run into any problems, remember that big support system we talked about earlier?
Right. They've got your back.
They also have detailed installation and upgrade guides available.
That's reassuring. Okay, so we've covered what Contenido is, the key features, the technical requirements, even the support system. What else is there to unpack here? Anything else interesting you found in the source material?
You know what caught my eye? The list of third-party products Contenido uses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned jQuery, TinyMCE, and Smarty, which are all really well-respected tools in web development.
Those are big names.
Right. It's a good sign that they're using reliable, well-tested components.
It speaks to the quality of the technology behind it. And they're transparent about the licensing of those third-party products, too.
Yes.
All that information's right there on their website.
Transparency is so important, especially with open source software.
For sure.
It builds trust and makes sure everyone's on the same page. Honestly, I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing. Contenido seems like a really well-rounded CMS with a lot to offer.
I agree. It seems like they've found a way to make something that's both user-friendly and powerful, which is a hard balance to strike.
It is.
But let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture here. What stands out to you the most about Contenido?
What I find fascinating is how they've woven the whole concept of content-driven marketing into the core of the CMS. It's not just an add-on. It's fundamental to how Contenido is designed and how they want people to use it.
That's a great point. It's not just about building a website. It's about creating a content hub that draws people in and keeps them engaged.
Exactly.
But how does that actually translate into real-world results?
Yeah.
I'd love to see some concrete examples of how Contenido has been used to achieve content marketing goals.
Yeah, that's where those case studies and testimonials would be really helpful.
Yeah.
The source material talks about all the features and benefits, but it'd be great to see real-world examples, you know?
I agree.
Of how companies and organizations are actually using Contenido to get results.
Right.
Maybe their website has a case study section we could check out later.
Good idea. Let's put that on the list.
Okay.
Something else I'm curious about is the security side of things.
Yeah.
We've talked about all these awesome features, but how does Contenido actually handle sensitive information?
Right.
Is there anything in the source material about their security protocols?
You bring up a really important point. Security is crucial these days.
Yeah.
The website doesn't really go into the nitty-gritty technical details about their security measures, but they do mention a few key things.
Okay.
They talk about role-based access control, which basically means you can restrict access to certain parts of your website or platform based on what a user's role is.
So like you could have different levels of access for administrators, editors, and regular users.
Exactly.
Got it.
That way, only the people who are supposed to be messing with sensitive information can actually get to it and change it.
Makes sense.
They also mentioned that Contenido can be used to create these secure platforms for closed user groups, like intranets and extranets.
Oh, interesting.
So that suggests they've definitely thought about the security implications of handling confidential data.
That's good to hear. It sounds like they're at least aware of how important data security is.
Definitely.
But I agree, it would be helpful to have more details about their specific security protocols and how they handle things like data encryption and user authentication.
Yeah.
Maybe we can dig into that a bit later.
For sure.
What else is on your mind when it comes to Contenido?
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking back to how much they emphasize content-driven marketing and their strong community support. Those are both great, but I wonder if they're really sustainable in the long run. I mean, the digital landscape is constantly changing.
Right.
So how do you see a CMS like Contenido adapting to future trends in content creation and consumption?
That's the million-dollar question. What makes a CMS truly future-proof?
Right.
I think one key area we'll see evolve is the integration of new technologies like AI and machine learning.
AI is everywhere these days.
It really is.
But how would that actually work in a CMS? I'm having trouble picturing it.
Imagine features that can analyze your content and automatically suggest tags or categories.
Oh, that would be useful.
Or think about AI-powered tools that recommend content to users based on their interests and browsing history.
Interesting.
Those are just a couple of examples of how AI could make content management even better and more effective.
It'd be like having a content strategist built right in.
Exactly.
But AI is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
What about new content formats?
True.
We're not just consuming text and images anymore.
Yep.
People are interacting with content in totally new ways. Video, audio, virtual reality, augmented reality. It's endless.
It is.
So the CMSs of the future need to be flexible enough to handle all these new formats and give users the tools to create engaging and interactive experiences.
You got it.
So Contenido has its work cut out for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how they adapt and evolve to meet these challenges.
Yeah.
What else do you think is important for a CMS to thrive in the future?
Besides embracing new technologies and content formats,
yeah,
I think having a strong community will continue to be key.
Mm.
The fact that Contenido is open source gives it a real advantage there.
How so?
Well, an active and engaged community can contribute to the development of the platform, find and fix bugs, and create a ton of resources and support for other users. That kind of collaborative approach really drives innovation and helps make sure the CMS stays relevant and adaptable.
It's like a giant brain trust, constantly working to make the platform better.
Exactly.
So looking at Contenido through that lens, what are your overall impressions? Do you think it has what it takes to stay ahead of the curve?
Based on what we've seen so far,
yeah,
I think Contenido has a solid foundation and a strong community,
mm-hmm,
but I still want to look more closely at some areas like their specific security protocols and real-world examples of how it's being used for content marketing.
I agree. I think we've covered a lot in this deep dive, but there's always more to explore.
Definitely.
That's part of what makes this so fun, right?
Absolutely. It's all about continuous learning and discovery. We start with what we know, and then we keep digging deeper.
Speaking of digging deeper, I think it's time to check out that case study section on Contenido's website.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe we'll find some concrete examples of how they're putting their content-driven marketing philosophy into practice. You know, thinking about the future of content management.
Yeah.
It really strikes me how much Contenido focuses on empowering users.
Mm-hmm.
They seem really committed to giving people the tools and resources to create and manage their content well.
That's a good point. It's like they understand that a CMS is only as good as the people using it.
Exactly.
By making it user-friendly, providing that comprehensive support, building a strong community, they're basically empowering users to take control of their online presence.
And that makes sense, especially nowadays when everyone needs to be a content creator in some way.
Right.
It's not just about having a website anymore.
It's not.
It's about building a whole platform for your brand, your business, your ideas.
Exactly. And Contenido seems to get that. They're not just giving you a technical solution. They're
right,
creating a whole environment that supports and encourages content creation.
Well put. I think we've really covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have.
We've explored what Contenido is, its key features, the technical side of things, even thought about its future potential.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on the importance of security, community support, and doing your own research based on your specific needs.
We've definitely painted a pretty complete picture of Contenido.
I think so.
From its user-friendliness and that focus on content-driven marketing to its open-source nature and vibrant community.
Yeah.
It seems like a really promising platform for anyone looking to create and manage those engaging online experiences.
It does. So, to our listener, if Contenido has sparked your interest,
yeah,
I encourage you to dive deeper into their website, check out their documentation, maybe even connect with their community to get a firsthand perspective.
I agree completely. Getting involved with the Contenido community is a great way to learn from other users.
For sure.
Get some insights into best practices and actually see real-world examples of how people are using the platform.
You never know. Contenido might just be the perfect CMS to bring your online vision to life.
It could be. It seems like a really strong option, especially for those in the DACH region.
Right.
Or anyone who needs a CMS with strong multilingual capabilities.
And even if you're not in the market for a new CMS right now.
Yeah.
I think this deep dive has highlighted some really important things to think about for anyone who creates and manages online content.
Definitely.
Thinking about the future of content, how important security is, the power of a strong community.
Those are all valuable takeaways.
Absolutely. It's all about staying informed, asking the right questions, and choosing the tools that best fit your needs and goals.
Well said.
And a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes, thank you, SafeServer.
If you're looking for top-notch hosting and digital transformation expertise, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de.
They're the best.
They are the best. And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery.
Yes, thank you.
We always appreciate you coming along for the ride. Until next time, keep those minds curious and keep exploring.